You're listening to SBS News.
Anastasia Kuzina is calling Australia home with her two sons, Maxim and Makita. She arrived soon after the war began.
One day you wake up in the morning and there is war. It's very hard to live in a country where there's no stability, when you can't be sure. I'm not even talking about the financial side. I'm talking about safety, about the safety of life.
She's relied on the support of the local community in Mornington, southeast of Melbourne, volunteering at the local community centre, where she says she feels part of a community again. Her sons are also going to school, playing soccer and gymnastics. But because men aren't allowed to leave the country, her husband had to stay behind. She's also 4 months pregnant and concerned he won't be here for the birth.
My husband said that when you give birth, I will definitely come and be here. But how will he get here? Even if he comes for 3 weeks, there is no work in Ukraine, and he will not be able to bring money from Ukraine to pay for anything. And when he arrives, we will be a family of five, and there will be no work. And honestly, I'm a little stressed about what to do. I panic about what to do when I give birth.
Laurie Knoll from support organisation AIMS says the approaching deadline is having implications for family members back home.
There is some anxiety about that, and that's why we've tried to sort of step up the process of helping them lodge these applications. But we've seen in the last few weeks that things are sort of starting to speed up, that the visas are being processed much more quickly.
Natalia Polizuk lost her sister only a few weeks ago after the building she was working in the city of Dnipro was struck by a missile.
There was no chance for her to survive. There was no chance for anyone to survive because the missile just got straight into the office. There was a third floor. Everything was broken. There was just... The building just fallen apart, literally.
Her sister leaves behind a husband and a 13-year-old daughter. Ms. Polizuk has a visa for her mother, but since her sister's death, her family is reluctant to leave. And with the looming deadline and dealing with their grief, time is running out.
I'm waiting for the passports. I still will be doing the visa, so I hope that something may happen, another extension or something like that. Because unfortunately with a tourist visa, there is like not an option. It is an option probably for my mom to come to have some break, but it's not an option for my niece and for her dad because she needs to go to school. She will be in year 9 this year. The school starts in a month's time and her dad needs to get some work.
Since the 23rd of February, over 8,500 mostly temporary visas have been issued. Over 3,700 of these visa holders are now in Australia. As of the 19th of July, over 2,400 humanitarian visas have been granted, which allow people to work, study and have access to Medicare and Centrelink. The Department of Home Affairs says for those who have been unable to accept the offer for a humanitarian visa before the deadline, they can seek information about alternative visa options. The government has also reiterated its continued commitment to working with the Ukrainian community to ensure there are permanent visa options made available at the appropriate time. Many Ukrainians hope to return home one day, but for now they're relieved they can enjoy the safety of their new home. Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.